This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
So welcome to Joy Weekend Breakfast.
Thank you for having me.
So today's topic for our show is heroes, and it's coming up to International Women's Day as well. So we thought you'd be just the perfect guest, and you're not a stranger to Joy, obviously, especially our show. We play at least 20% Peach.
At least one Peach song each week.
At least. So,
thank you.
So when you're on tour and you're standing in front of thousands of people singing your lyrics back to you, does that feel powerful in like a heroic sense, or does it just feel sort of human?
That's a good question. It feels a bit of both. Like, it feels very human and not human. Like, it feels like a very unhuman thing to do, to like get up in front of a crowd or your collective and your community and be like, I'm the hero and I'm going to sing and perform. And that feels very not human to me, but it also feels very human in the way that we're all connecting and we're all experiencing the same thing and we're all feeling what I'm feeling in the song. And it's just really cool in that respect.
You are about to start your Australian leg of your tour, starting with here in Melbs at the Palace Foreshore.
Here in St Kilda.
In St Kilda, which is in our hood. Joy comes from the Victorian Pride Centre.
You've been here, I think.
Yeah.
Magic place. What is one of the surprises that you get when you are touring? Because you've just come off a massive worldwide tour. Is there something that you weren't expecting to discover about yourself when you're touring?
Yeah, I guess that I really love performing live. Like, that was something that I used to really dread and hated about being an artist. I was like, I just want to write the songs and put them out and create the art. Like, I don't really want to get up there and perform them. But it's something that, it's like just a separate skill that I had to learn, and it was really daunting and scary for me. But now I've done it for a bit, so now I really love it and look forward to it. And on this last tour, I think I realized that I really actually love performing live.
Well, and you're obviously very good at it. And
people love
you. And, you know, you've posted openly on TikTok, and one in particular was about having hormone problems. And there was about 4,000 comments about other women sharing their own issues with their hormones. Mm-hmm. And so when you openly speak like that, it validates it for a lot of us. When you're that open, do you still feel pressure to be reliable all the time? Because obviously having mental health issues, we can be sometimes unreliable because of that.
Yeah, I do feel pressure, but I try to reframe it for myself and my existence and my experience and take that pressure off and understand that my capability and my capacity is based on my system and how I'm operating, and I can't compare myself to other people and their expectations.
And has sort of reconnecting with nature, because I love gardening too. I love it. Discovered it a year ago. And
oh, cool.
Do you think that it's helped you accept your cycles and creatively and emotionally, rather than sort of fighting the cycles?
Yeah, 100%. I really noticed that when I got into gardening, is that flowers, not all flowers have this, they bloom every single year. Some of them just only have their season and then they're gone and that's it. And they're not expected to always be beautiful and showy for the whole year and every day of the year. Like, sometimes there's a lot of rain and sometimes there's too much sun, and sometimes they're sensitive, and I think maybe I'm a sensitive flower too.
Me too. And mine just recently died in Melbourne in the hot day. It's very sad. Very sad.
Oh, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a lovely way to now connect with your new music. Gorgeous songs.
Oh,
let's talk
you.
Eucalyptus.
Eucalyptus, love it.
And connecting, well, connecting with nature, but the power of trees. What steered you in that direction to start to, you know, get to know trees? I think it's such a beautiful topic.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't have the answer. Like, I just sort of felt really drawn, and I think because I'd spent so much time in an apartment and I was overlooking trees, like I could see the top of them, but I wasn't out there in them, and I was someone who didn't even like hiking or going out for walks, so it was just so not my thing, but just really felt drawn to it, and I had to do it. And then once I did, I was like, oh, I get it. And then it was really like healing for me, and I've never had religion or spirituality or anything like that, so that would be the place I would come across it, is out on a walk with the trees. I'm not really going to stumble into a church, so that would be where I find connection.
I found the same thing. And as I've matured, I've turned away from other self-medication to the gardening and some plant-based therapies, which have been helpful.
Beautiful.
I'm just wondering what your experience is with finding nature and that helping with the other sort of side of your life and this other struggles that you have.
Yeah, it's really helped so much. Like I have so many books on like herbal medicine and even just little herbal rituals and stuff that are just like sort of mental nourishment for me. Like I believe that having those little things that you do that are intentional and are meaningful to you, I think having that is important. And that's what I've been doing with my herbal garden.
Well, I think it's great because it's really, you're such an influence on younger people. And I've just turned 40 and I wish I'd discovered gardening and that nature when I was younger, because it's given
me too.
Yeah. So you're going to influence lots of young people to get out there and hug some trees.
I love that.
Get grounded.
I love that so much. I really want to, Yeah, I love that.
I'm fascinated also in terms of, and there's a maturing with this new era of your music. And particularly, I mean, I love words, and one of the things I'm not surprised because one of the things I really cherish about your music are your lyrics and the way you can phrase really complex things in a simple and fun way as well. But I particularly noticed the use of, or the spelling of fairy, because it started with describing with the spelling F-A-I-R-Y, and then you've gone to the more folkloric type of fairy, which is the F-A-E-R-Y. Was that intentional? Have I spotted something? Where did that come from?
It was intentional because I went through this sort of growth where I was making the album and I felt like I wanted to connect with something outside of myself and just like have something that meant something to me. And fairies have always meant something to me and I've always loved them and they've always been such an integral part of my creativity and my everything. So I really wanted to look into it further, and I kept like having these things come into my path, like these books that I would come across in the op shop or things that people would give to me, and I would find these little rabbit holes. And I went through all this research about ancient folklore of fairies and how the Scots and the people in Ireland and how they treat the folkloric tradition of fairies. And it's very much kind of like a philosophy, and it's very nature based. It's very like just be kind to nature and tread lightly and leave offerings and say thanks, and it's things like that. And I just think that's really beautiful to live by.
Maybe you're going to create a whole new religion, Peach.
Maybe cult leader next career move.
I'll join. Demetra will join.
All right, we've already got a member. This is going really well.
That's how they work too, right?
I'm great at this.
and continue on with this theme of names, of course, your album, Porcelain. So you're opening up, Peach PRC, and now using the word porcelain and sort of opening that up. How is that opening up you more to your audience, because you've been so open so far, like incredibly open artist. How is now opening up or using your full name? I know it's a stage name, but your full name in this way.
Yeah, there's kind of like a scaffolding for the album when I named it. Like it was sort of something I first did, and then I'd had a few songs done and was like, for some reason I was asked to put a name on it. I don't know why that was so urgent, but I was like, okay, fine, I'll call it this just so I can like focus on making the songs. I don't want to like give it a theme to fall into. But I felt like Porcelain was really fitting for what I had so far, because I was in this like transitional phase where I was like, I don't feel like I'm certain about who I'm presenting to the world. Like I don't feel like I have a solid formed identity to be like, here I am and here's what I want to say. But I have to, so I'm just going to have to work it out in front of everyone and be like, here it is half finished and I don't really know who I am or where I'm going, but this is it. And Porcelain was inspired by that, because the last time I felt that was when I became Peach Porcelain and when I went into the world of stripping and that whole side of entertainment. Mm-hmm. I felt like I'm doing that again, but in a different way.
Yeah.
Maybe coming out of Porcelain.
Do you think evolving publicly as a woman in pop, that's sort of an act of bravery? I think it's quite heroic to do it so openly. Or do you think it should just be done without public commentary?
Yeah, I guess it depends on the person, and I guess it's both. Like I've always been told that I'm a very open person and I'm very like vulnerable, but I don't actually mean to be, and I'd actually prefer to be a bit less vulnerable and open because it's not intentional. It just is who I am as a person, and sometimes I'm not aware that I'm even being very vulnerable when I say things, and I'll go, "Oh, okay, yeah, I didn't realize that was very vulnerable." But I think that I've learned now to keep some things close to my chest and keep some things just for me because some things are fragile and I am sensitive and I am a person. So sometimes people say things and it does get to me. It does affect how
Of
things
course, it does.
turn out for me.
Yeah. International Women's Day is coming up, and often it feels corporate with the pink cupcakes, yada, 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 and the slogans. What does it sort of mean to you to be a woman in the music industry?
I don't know. It's really cool. Like I'm really grateful and I love being a woman. I know I didn't get a choice in it, but I love it and I love everything about being a woman and everything I get to do because of it and everything that I get to, I guess, break through and alongside other people that I'm really inspired by and proud of. So it's really awesome to be in that.
Wonderful. And we'd love to ask you, because we will be talking about who our heroes and sheroes are. Do you have a particular hero or
A
shero that
shiro.
to celebrate?
A shiro.
Does she have to be alive?
No, not at all.
I
Or
have
it doesn't
one
have to be
hero.
real. You can make her up in your head.
Oh, cool. Okay. Well, I'll start with a real one. She's dead, but I come across this Victorian poet from like 1806 or something, or 1836. But her name's Eliza Cook, and I came across her in an op shop one day and went through. It was like a book of her poetical works. But after doing research on her, I found out that she was likely a lesbian and a masked lesbian based on her picture drawn. She wore her hair different than all the other Victorian women, and she dressed in masculine clothes. And she was a poet that was very popular actually in her time, and she was really like for the working class, and she really fought for women, and she fought for slavery even, and people that were, I guess, in lower classes, and that was really uncommon for someone in the world of literature. So I'm really inspired by her and the work that she did.
Lovely. Well, you're our new hero because we're the first two
Oh,
members of the cult or
yeah,
religion that you're about to start.
hey, very
You're
cool.
our shero.
Is
I love
it?
that so much.
Is there anything else that you would like to share?
With our audience.
Yeah.
Oh,
Putting you on the
I
spot
don't know.
there.
I don't have anything. I don't know. I'm
I'll
an
say
oversharer, so
it. Go
don't give
see
me
the.
that prompt.
Go see. Go get tickets for
Yes.
the concert.
Yes, come to my show.
Buy the album. Peach is
Yeah.
amazing.
Yeah, touring through March. So it seems to be March through Australia and New Zealand, which is so special. And so good. You're just down the road from my hood, so in the Melbourne, your
Oh,
Melbourne gig,
cool.
so I'm really excited about that.
Oh, amazing. Oh, cool.
But
Well, thank you
really,
guys so
and really
much.
love your music and your new songs. I mean, Back to You is just being released, which is just absolutely stunning and
Oh, thank
so
you.
empowering. Again, your lyrics, I think I saw on some TikTok shorts, the young girls were really understanding the lyrics, and I think that's really
Yeah.
powerful, your
I
message
was
in that
surprised by
song.
that. That was really nice to see.
And also just on our show, it's become sort of not a running joke, but Demetra is a bit of a super fan and she mentions you constantly. And we've actually joked that she's doing her PhD in Peach PRC
Oh
lyrics.
no. Oh
Oh my God, her
no.
PRC PhD.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with that. That's so
So
funny.
you have a
Okay.
doctor in the religion, a
Oh
doctor
my
of a
God. This
doctor.
is turning out amazing.
There'll be a doctorate. Yeah, I know. Now
My God, this is perfect.
that Jean has totally embarrassed me and said it to you, I feel like I'll just have to
I've
make that
put her on the
happen.
spot. She's gonna kill me.
Yeah.
Oh no, you're so fine.
Anyway,
You're so funny.
but thank you for
Thank
your
you.
wonderful music and chukkas for the tour.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you
Thanks
so
for
much. It
speaking
was
to
so nice to
us.
speak to you guys.
You too.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.